Okay, welcome. Last session of the day, you guys feeling like brains buzzing, all this information and stuff? First of all, you're in Microsoft Excel, a web development tool. What? I know. I don't get it. My name is Steve Hansen. I'm a MVP for Visual Studio Tools for Office. And have been for about 5 years. Special place in my heart for Microsoft Excel. A bit of a finance geek too, so I've spent many hours tweaking Excel and building financial models and things of that sort. However, I went well beyond that. I have written a couple of books on Excel, one programming oriented, one general user oriented, and created dozens of articles and videos and what have you on MSDN. The other thing is I'm a graduate of Rollins College. Now, if you're not from this area, it probably means nothing to you. Some people, yeah? Okay, Rollins is about 15 miles up Interstate 4, so it's really a pleasure for me to be here and see friends. Orlando's always been kind of like a second hometown for me, so honored to be here speaking with you guys in Orlando. It's a cool little campus, too. It's on a chain of lakes, so it was definitely more country club than college, but a really good college, right? I told my mom that anyway. The other thing I'll have to tell you too is I kind of celebrated a birthday yesterday. I did. Kind of though, because I had to prepare for this and work in a booth and things like that. But there's all these cakes around, you know, celebrating 20th anniversary of TechEd, so I had my share of cake anyway. So, anyway, because of that, well, not because of that, I'm sure you'll give me good reviews because, not because of that, right? Because of, I'm going to give you a tool today, just a tool that you can add to your toolbox. It's not appropriate for all situations, but there's definitely some scenarios where this makes sense. And specifically what we're going to talk about is there's some new functionality with SkyDrive and Microsoft Excel that allows you to embed Excel into any web page. Furthermore, you can use Excel Services JavaScript object model to manipulate those workbooks from any web page. So that's what we're going to talk about. So if you're expecting something different than that, you can like leave now. I won't be offended, right? Anyway. All right. So the way I've got this organized is just going to give you a quick overview of SkyDrive in Excel, just to really kind of set the context for what we're going to do. Hopefully I don't fall off here, although that would be entertaining. So, you know, if you guys start falling asleep, I might take a dive. Second thing, we're going to understand how to just leverage Excel and other websites. The final thing then is we'll take it one step further and we'll look at how to manipulate with JavaScript on external websites. So with that, let's go into a quick overview. But you're probably wondering, Steve, does Excel really need an overview? I'd bet, maybe, I don't know, we could take a show of hands, but probably people are pretty familiar with Excel, right? I mean, I think, if anything, that's really one of the benefits of this tool, is Excel's really Swiss Army knife of businesses today, right? I've seen Excel used in some pretty non-standard ways, I guess, as a consultant. I've probably created a few non-standard ways of using Excel myself. I'm, of course, seeing a lot of sophisticated uses of Excel, you know, creating business models and things of that nature. So just because there's so much Excel around, for those scenarios where you need to do something a little bit outside of Excel or extend the reach of it, this might be a great tool. Now, the way I think about Excel a lot of times is really it comes down to analyzing data, probably what it's best at, managing data, now not in the relational database sense, right? Kind of in the SharePoint list-like sense, but Excel's a lot better at numerically oriented lists, although I've certainly seen it for non-numerically oriented lists. I mean, great at visualizing data, hundreds of other uses. Now, I put the timeline on here just because it's been around for so long, and then with this whole 20th theme of TechEd, I look at this timeline and how many versions of Excel there's been, and there's like points in my life that are aligned with different Excel versions. And this goes way back to 1987 when I was running around the campus of Rollins College there, doing college kid stuff, I suppose. And I thought it'd be kind of fun to show you one thing. I'll try and go quick at this, because back to these non-standard uses of Excel, I created a little VM, and I hope there's no like Microsoft virtualization guys in here. They're probably going to yell at me because of what you're going to see here, but that's all right. I went back. I thought, oh, gosh, you guys didn't even say anything. Are you awake? Let's see. I think I'm too. There it is. Create a Windows 95 VM and put Office for Windows 95 on it. Now, what was neat about this version of Office, there was Excel 5 before this, which used in Windows 3.1. This was really the first 32-bit version of Office. And so it's kind of neat. Now, back to the non-standard use of Excel, though, it was also used as an early game prototyping system. I don't know if any of you guys saw this Easter egg back then. Not very well optimized for today's processors. It's going a little too fast to read, but anyway. All right. We'll come back to that in just a minute. Okay, so I better go. Otherwise, we're going to take all the time here. Back to this hundreds of other uses, another non-standard one I did, this next one. Soccer field. Come on, Steve. What? So we thought it'd be fun. We put this together for a contest. It had to be related to soccer. And so rather than do the basic, let's do soccer statistics and stuff like that, we created, basically it tracks shots and ball possession, distance the ball travels, how long, stuff like that. It's all set up just by clicking left click or right click by, you know, who's got the ball and stuff like that. It tracks all this stuff, so it was kind of a fun way. We didn't win the contest. We got special mention, though, for novel use of Excel. Kind of fun. All right, but Excel's moved beyond the desktop. Starting with SharePoint 2007, we've got Excel Services. So Excel Services did some great thing, gave us real-time interactive Excel-based reporting, KPIs, things of like that in SharePoint Server. Also gave us, for the first time, kind of a web-based programmability model. There's some APIs there that are JavaScript, there's some REST ones, there's support for user-defined functions on the server. So that was pretty sweet. And then now we've got Excel Web Apps with Office 2010, using nothing more than a browser, not just IE with plugins, right? Any browser. You can create, view, edit workbooks, and that kind of stuff. Let me move forward. Excel programmability options. I won't spend a lot of time on this. Just wanted to point out on this one, our primary desktop options are VBA and VSTO. But now, as I mentioned, we've got it on the server with, I particularly am fond of the JavaScript object model. And you're probably wondering, well, what does this have to do with SkyDrive? We'll get to that. But let me show you one other thing. So notice on the bottom, if there's really any Excel VBA people in here, it's kind of neat. Back to this old theme. We've got this not so old school is actually VSTO, Visual Studio. Old school, kind of VBA, and then older school VBA. Let me switch back here so you can just get a peek of what that looked like back in the day. Gosh, this is nuts. Kind of, I was messing around with it because it's been so long. Back then, you actually had to write your code. It was kind of VBA, but you had to put it on a separate worksheet in the workbook. There was no like Visual Basic environment. No IntelliSense, none of that kind of stuff. So it kind of feels a little bit like writing JavaScript, at least a few years ago. JavaScript's gotten a lot better. But anyway, fun stuff. Haven't looked at that for a long time. Okay. SkyDrive summarized. Maybe just a quick show of hands on this one. Who's familiar with SkyDrive? Who's got SkyDrive accounts? Who uses them? All right. I'll do the real simple version on this. So it's basically, it's a free service with a what's now called a Windows account from Microsoft. SkyDrive is one component of that that's basically like a file hosting service. Now it's not any type of file. It's primarily Office documents, images, and I think videos as well. People with Windows phones, you can set these to sync all your pictures up automatically. You can access files across devices. It's really easy to share with folks. So it's really simple based sharing. One of the things here that I'm kind of excited about, though, is it has free Office web apps. And using these, you can view, create, and edit Office documents with pretty dang good fidelity, a lot of feature support. The other thing that you can do with this, too, I always hear so much about this Office for the iPad and things like that. As I play around with it, it's a great way that you can create Office documents really on any device. I've done it even on my phone. So the Office web apps that you can get with SkyDrive, which typically I work with larger corporations, but friends and family, small business owners I know, they come to me a lot with questions. This is a great way to get Office web apps without the whole investment in the SharePoint infrastructure. So it's enabled me to solve some of the smaller problems that I would have solved in larger corporations without having someone make a big investment. So Excel on SkyDrive, Excel has a special relationship with SkyDrive that isn't present with Word, isn't present with PowerPoint, and it really comes down to the capabilities of what Excel Services provides. There's actually two capabilities. Being able to take workbooks that are stored on SkyDrive and embed them in any web page. And the second one then is to not only do that, but to use JavaScript to make them programmable, means for a very special relationship that isn't found in the other Office web apps. And I think it's something that I am excited about. So that's why I'm here today to talk about that. Now, before I go further, I'm just going to show you a quick demo to recap what we've looked at so far. Okay, and for this isn't the prettiest looking Excel model, but I think it's going to work to give you the feel for what we can do here. So let's say we've got some kind of auto-based website that we want to do some analysis, allow our users to do some analysis. In particular, we want them to be able to compare autos where they really are comparing based on fuel usage and how much travel they do and the price of the car. It's a really simple model, all right? If you're a finance person, there's no time value of money or anything like that. This is just based on fuel usage alone and the price of the car. Really simple, trivial workbook. But the fact that this is trivial, and the reason that I like being able to put these on SkyDrive, or if you're in SharePoint with Excel services and the Office web apps, this all applies as well. But the thing I like about it as a programmer is that you could have someone that's an expert in, say, financial modeling, create these workbooks. We can put those out in a spot where then we can treat them as really calculation engines and programmable objects, where we just throw inputs to them. Excel handles all the calculation, we read the output, which really separates it from, as soon as you get past the trivial models like these, it makes sense, because when you give it to like a financial analyst, they'll be like, well, I want to create an Excel and I can validate it there and I can be good about what you're doing. And as a developer, I'm like, sweet, I don't have to write any code to do all these calculations, which on a model like this, it's not a whole lot of them, it's probably doable, but on some of the more sophisticated models, it gets to be a real pain in the wahoo, right? Okay, so what I want to do is I might want to share this with someone else. So one easy way to do it is to log into your live account, and I mentioned SkyDrive is one component of it here. I hope you can see all this. Good. And what I'm going to do here is just create a new folder. This is all really easy, trivial stuff. I want to add files to it. I want to drag and drop my files there, vehicle pricing. I think I have to close it first. I better do that. All right, easy enough. All right, and forgive me, I know this is all trivial stuff, but we gotta walk before we can run. So, looking at then the Office web apps, specifically Excel web app. First of all, I'd probably just point out, notice we've got high fidelity here in the browser. You'll have to trust me too, I do have Chrome here, but I don't wanna take the time up to fire that up. Chrome, Firefox, whatever, it doesn't matter. The other thing I'll point out, just the way this model works, it's really simple. Just these kind of, they look like split pea soup colors, which I should have changed because I don't like split pea soup. But whatever the lighter color is on top, those are my inputs. The blue ones at the bottom are your outputs, right? And these all had named ranges on them. So anyway, you can do a lot of editing and modifying the workbook right here in the browser. You can do a lot of formatting, things of that nature. You can insert charts. All the kind of stuff that you'd expect to. Obviously, it's not full-featured like Excel in the client, but one of the things I love about this is I watch Excel services mature over time is how fast I've seen the team crank out new features. So I'm excited with where they're going. They're clearly showing investment in that area. So from here, if I'm happy with this, this workbook, it's really easy for me to share. Okay, I could share just at the file level. I'm going to share at the folder level. You can share with individual people where you just send them an email with a link. You can also make things public, and this is the big asterisk. In fact, I'll probably talk about it here in a little bit when we get to embedding. This only works with things that you're sharing publicly. So this isn't a tool for, you know, sensitive data where you've got things that can't ever be discovered. Right now, to be discovered, you'd have to guess a ugly-looking URL and a GUID and a file token and all this junk. So it's hard to discover, but still, this is really for scenarios that are below that hurdle. So I'm just going to go ahead, make this public. And in theory, I can just copy this URL. I could email it. I could send it to anyone, and they'd be able to. In fact, if you caught that really quick, you'd be able to see it here in the audience. Right, vehicle pricing. So I'm going to leave this for now. We'll come back to it. But I got to show you two more things on SkyDrive, especially if you haven't seen it or if you haven't seen the Office web apps. One of the other cool things that you can do with SkyDrive, I'm going to create a Word document here, is you get automatic versioning with it. You don't have to set anything up. It's just by default you have automatic versioning. And SkyDrive will keep track of the last 25 versions automatically. Obviously, you got the editing here, right? Can you even use the RAND trick here to generate some fake content? I'm going to save this. Yep, there we go. Save it. Oh boy, where did I save that at? There it is. I'm going to open it up. I'm just going to create a really quick new version. Just so you can see this, because it's pretty sweet. Got to edit. Okay, I'll save it again. And then if I go to File and I look at previous versions, might make me go out. Oh, it didn't. I'll see all my up to 25 versions here. So notice the one I'm looking at, it's got all the text. I go back a version. I see the original version. So that's kind of cool, too. You get that for free. Doesn't cost anything. Finally, one more thing. Has anyone really played with this a whole lot, or is this kind of new, or am I boring you? All right, is there, okay. The other thing I just love, which if you haven't seen, is the ability to do your PowerPoints here right from SkyDrive. You know, you're like got a PowerPoint deck out there. You go to some impromptu office, new client, whatever. you don't have it with you, but you have it synced to SkyDrive. Or you can have them on the phone and share this with them, and to bring this up, it's pretty sweet. Because then, not only do you get it, you get all the, or a lot of the animations too. Nice. All right, well, let's move on. So, the thing, take that first step is, you know, it's one thing to share things in SkyDrive and then say, okay, yeah, you got to go out and here's the email and you got to log into SkyDrive and, you know, especially if you shared a lot of stuff with them, here's where the file is. Well, maybe what you want to use this for is a more generic purpose, or you want to share it with all the users of a website. So that's the next step. Well, how do we take what we just created, which, yeah, it's not the best looking spreadsheet, and how do we embed that into a web page, in any web page? So what do you need to do that? You only need one thing. You need your SkyDrive account. Sign up at live.com. And you just create the workbook. You can create it in SkyDrive, create it in Excel. One thing that you'll realize, though, is although they're doing a lot better job with what's supported in the Excel web apps and what's not, you may find that, especially for some of the more advanced things that people do in Excel, some things aren't supported. In this case, I'd like to say, oh, you got to rethink how to do it. But to use what Microsoft says about Windows 8, you got to reimagine how you maybe structure your Excel workbooks. And if you play around, you're going to get around a lot of them. And there's fewer and fewer things you have to do these days to do that. So you can be pretty creative. So you just save it to SkyDrive. You got to set the permissions, as I said, to embed this in other web pages. It's got to be public. And then there's two ways to embed the workbook. You can use a, and we'll see this, it's all right in the UI for SkyDrive. The first way is to just, it uses an iframe, basically. And so you don't have to really create this iframe. You'll go into Live and you'll just select what you want to do, and it'll give you what you just copy and paste into your HTML or your web page. The only thing about doing it that way is it can't be manipulated programmatically. So if your ultimate goal then is to add some interactivity using JavaScript, you want to use the second one, which is you embed it using JavaScript in a div element. And we'll see this gets generated for you automatically. The third demo today, I'll show you what that looks like. It's pretty easy. It's still a matter of copy and paste, and you'll still see things. But then you can actually manipulate that workbook programmatically from whatever web page you embed this on. Now, when you do initiate this from SkyDrive, and you decide there's going to be a link there to embed the workbook, well, share and then embed, you're going to get this screen that comes up. So this is where you can select, I call them, which asset in Excel that you want to embed, be it a specific, the workbook, a specific range, a chart, a named range. You can control the appearance, you know, hiding the grid lines, things of that nature. And then you can allow for interactivity. The one that I'd point out here is the second one, let people type into cells. So in this one, for example, or the vehicle one I showed you a little bit ago, if you're putting a little model out there, you want people to interact with them, you'll want them to type those cells in. So the thing to keep in mind, and it says right on the screen when you look at it, is that it's not going to save their changes. So you're not given just by embedding this on a web page, and you give them interactivity, it doesn't give them the ability to change that model in any way. They're making changes. It's all for their session only. Finally, at the bottom of this, you'll notice there's it says choose method. It says embed code or JavaScript. You choose which method you want. You copy that the text in that text box there, paste it into your HTML. So it's that simple, really easy. So let's check that out and see how it works. So I've got a really simple example here in Visual Studio. I've got it just basically a blank page here, as you see. What I want to do is take the next step then and embed what we just saw, that travel or that Excel worksheet, onto this page. So it starts in SkyDrive. I'm going to go to that vehicle pricing worksheet, and I'll go to share, embed. We need to generate the HTML code, and this doesn't work very good on the resolution that we need to run here for TechEd, but bear with me. And so I'm going to select a range here. I'm pretty sure the range I want is A1, L30. And I'm going to go ahead and hide grid lines, hide row and column headers, include a download link. So this is great for where you do just want to allow people to play with this maybe outside of what you provided. I see a question back there. I'll get right there. And then we want people to interact with this. So I'll say let people type into cells. And set your dimensions here, and then click copy. Now, before I copy that into Visual Studio, we had a question in the back I wanted to get to. This particular method that we're looking at here, not to my knowledge, I haven't looked at specifically this dialog box and getting that to appear in SharePoint. If it was added, I don't know about it yet. So the traditional way is, maybe someone knows back there. Oh, okay. So a traditional way in SharePoint then is just to embed the Excel Web Access web part, and you know from that in the little task pane, choose what you want. So I believe this dialog is specific to SkyDrive. What are the different methods for inputting data, like sliders and drop-down boxes and things of that nature? That's where it takes a little creativity. Specifically, like where probably the biggest thing that I run into a lot is a lot of people like to use the data validation, and that's still an area that right now wasn't supported in the Excel web app. So hopefully that changes. But that's one where you gotta figure out different ways to doing it. Depending on what it is, one of the ways that I would suggest that gives you most amount of flexibility will be you use the JavaScript object model and you create really your user UI just using standard HTML, CSS, you know, whatever, on your web page, and then use JavaScript to send any changes back to Excel and bring them back. We're going to see that on the third demo here, which will kind of give you a flavor for how I've had to get around that in the past. Okay, so let me copy this into Excel, or excuse me, Visual Studio. So obviously if you knew, it's just an iframe, I can change the width and height after I paste things in here. If I scroll to the right, let me make this bigger so you can actually see it if you're not in the front row. You'll recognize a lot of the parameters that I set in that dialog, like allow typing, which is one of the interactivity options. I can see my sheet one range. So after the fact, you don't necessarily have to go to SharePoint. You can just edit SharePoint into SkyDrive. You can edit the parameters here. So without doing hardly anything at all, especially on my web page, now I've got a cutoff version of my worksheet. Right, so this is one of the things I noticed is that obviously the workbook I have here, terribly laid out for embedding on a web page. I'd probably do something a lot different, and you can. But if I change the width here, we'll see the whole work or my whole range on that that page. And there, especially if I, like I said, I spent a little more time making this prettier. At first glance, in theory, a lot of people can come to this and not realize that they're working with basically Excel behind the scenes. That said, if I edit some of the values here, for example, let's say I got a smoking deal on my Silverado and I only had to pay $24,000. You know, as I interact with it, things are going to get updated right away. So they get the power of like doing that what-if kind of analysis. And we haven't had to do anything, right, as a as a developer. So that's the really super simple way to embed on any web page. Where did my clicker go? The thing that I'm most excited about, though, is really using the JavaScript object model. And probably the reason is, one of the questions, really getting around some of the things that either you can't do in the Excel web app, or I really want to have control over my UI. Maybe I want to do validation, and I want to have control over my UI on the output. So specifically, I just want to use Excel as basically a calculation engine. And for that type of thing, you'll want to use the JavaScript object model. Now, if you're not like maybe you don't have a special place in your heart for Excel like I do, and you really could care less about learning some giant object model or something of that nature, the thing that I would say is that this JavaScript object model, it's nothing like a big, giant Excel object model. It's really very small. You don't have to invest a lot of time to be able to use it. And really, just to do the model of throwing inputs into a model, getting outputs back, you don't have to learn much at all. All right. So basically, what I'm saying is don't be intimidated by it. And when I say don't be intimidated by it, this is like the entire object model in terms of the objects in it. EWA, you'll see at the top, this EWA control is really your main object. EWA, just think Excel Web Access, so you can quickly know what that stands for. And it's really just the basics, workbook, sheet collection, sheet, range, named item collection. And as you can imagine for ranges, specifically for setting values or retrieving values, there's just a few methods that you need to really worry about. Really simple to learn. So some of the capabilities here, get and set values of ranges, activate sheets, calculate the workbook, refresh data connections. Now, in terms of like if you've done some of this with SharePoint, the object model is exactly the same. Okay, so we're just using this for SkyDrive. So if you're really more interested in SharePoint, a lot of stuff I'm telling you applies to SharePoint as well. You can translate. There's only one thing that's different, which I'll show you here in a minute. And then there's just basic events. Not a ton of events, but just enough where you can do the most obvious things that you're going to want to do with this. Now, let me point out one resource, too. Maybe I shouldn't because you're supposed to wait to the end, right? But these screenshots here came from excelmashup.com. Now, you might be thinking, Steve, why'd you steal that? Well, I didn't steal. Actually, we helped build that example for excelmashup.com. Just a mashup that mashed up the using this JavaScript object model for Excel and SkyDrive with a Bing map and junk like that. So anyway, excelmashup.com, it's a good resource. It'll explain all the stuff that I'm talking about today with links to documentation on MSDN for the JavaScript object model, the REST API, things of that nature. So the first thing that we need to do is really do the JavaScript object model initialization. Now, a lot of this happens for free just by copying and pasting, but it's also good to know, especially if you're coming at this from SharePoint. Because in SharePoint, the way that it typically works is usually you have a web part on the page with Excel already in it, and then use the JavaScript object model to say, get me all the Excel Web Access web parts on the page, and then you can, if there's only one, set it to the first one, or you can loop through them and figure out which one you want to use. With SkyDrive, it's a little bit different. With SkyDrive, you actually have to put the object on the page. And you do that using the load EWA async method at the bottom here. As I mentioned, don't worry if you don't memorize this. We'll go right past it because you can copy and paste this code right from SkyDrive into your either your JavaScript file on your web project or your web page or whatever. And I think what I'll do on this, rather than go through it, is we're going to see this in a minute, and I'll just walk you over it, okay? But it is in the PowerPoint deck, I guess, if you want to grab that. So let's do that. Let's see how this works. Oops. Okay, so I have another page here. I'm going to make this larger so you can see it, and then I will run this. Oh, it's running already. So now let's say I've gotten a little fancier. I've got my own UI that I want to collect all the inputs. Maybe I'm going to do some validation on them or whatnot. And I'm going to pass those into Excel services or Excel services using the JavaScript object model. So what I need to do, again, start in SkyDrive. And I'm going to start, I'll start from scratch here again. Share, embed. This time, I only wanted to get the chart back. That's all I want to display in my page. So I'll go ahead and select the chart. I'm going to keep a download link. Now, one of the things here that we're going to need to do is because I want to send values to Excel from my page to Excel and then read the output, from Excel's perspective, that looks like typing. And right here it says interaction. It says I don't have the option to do that. So we'll see when I copy and paste this into Visual Studio, I'm going to change a property that will allow me to send values back there. I'll just reiterate again that when I send values back there, it's not changing the content of the file. It's not persisting that. It's session level only, right? It's just for my session. So I'm going to go ahead and click JavaScript and then copy. Switch back to Visual Studio, and I'm going to JavaScript example. I'm going to paste this in the heading section. I'd point out here that when I do this, the code that they give you is really meant to be pasted into the body somewhere. Because if we scroll to the top here, you're going to see. I'm sorry, that was kind of fast. You'll see it put a div in here. So if I would paste this into the body and just run it, everything would work. It'd populate that div with the chart without me doing anything. But since I'm creating my own UI, I've already created a div called chart div. So I'm going to take that out. If I look down this code a little bit that was copied in, you can see SkyDrive uses file tokens to represent a file. So think of that as my URL to the file. And then what it does is it attaches an event waiting for the page to load. When the page does load, it calls this load EWA on page load. And here's where I can see some of the properties that I specified in the SkyDrive dialog. So the one that I want to change for sure here, if I want to interact with it, I need to change allow typing and formula entry to true. Scroll down a little bit more, and my Excel div should be chart div. I'll show you that here in a second. It's all the way down here somewhere. Yep, chart div. So I've already had it, already put it in my web page. And okay, so let me just run this and show you where we're at. I've got to do one thing here. I've got my display set to none by default. So right now, it's retrieving the default chart that's already out there on SkyDrive. So in order to finish this, I really need to scrape the inputs off of this form, throw them out to Excel, get the new chart and the outputs back. To do that, there's a little bit more code than you probably want to watch me type. But nonetheless, it's really easy. So we'll copy and paste it in there. And I'll just walk you through what happens here. So because I'm going to work with the Excel web access control, I'm just going to create a variable here. This is, and then when the Excel web access is loaded, what I want to do is just set it equal to my variable. And I better be a little more robust and say, notice I get this result back. There's a get succeeded method. And if it did succeed, I want to set my EWA control equal to result. Get EWA control. And the way this works is, see this function called get vehicle details? I had a submit button on my web page. When you click submit, it calls get vehicle details. I get a reference to the workbook using a get active workbook method. And then I use a get range A1 async. So a lot of these methods are async. And I chose to be explicit about my callback here. When it comes back, it's going to call on got vehicle range instead of using an anonymous function. But you could do that. So then after it gets the range, it comes back here. And now what I need to do is take all the values from my form, and I'm going to put them in that range, which you can see all these here, the driving habits, vehicle 1 inputs, vehicle 2 inputs. And these are all getting shoved into an array. And I send that array of values here back to Excel using set values async. Again, specify a callback. After it's done that, it's going to say on set vehicle inputs. At that point, when Excel receives those values, Excel recalculates everything for me and regenerates the chart. So then I just need to go out and retrieve the output values. The chart will be automatically refreshed. So this time I'm doing get range A1 async, getting the vehicle results, and going through a callback chain. First you have to get the range, then you have to get the values. Then after I have the values, I can display them. So you're just going to do that pattern over and over again, and you'll be able to like manipulate that from a value, from a setting and retrieving value perspective super easily. Okay, so let's go ahead and see how that looks. Oh. So in theory, you wouldn't want, we'll just leave it. In theory, you probably don't want to show that initially. You'd just set it so there wasn't a chart there, or you'd hide it like I did before. But, so let's say I drive that many miles a week, 350, 65% highway miles. What's the gas price, like 330 something down here? Like 360 up in Minnesota where I'm from. Crazy. All right. And right now, my first car, it was more than 20 years ago, but it was a Pinto. I had a 72 Pinto. I was like, thanks, Mom, just what I wanted. All right. So I got this little crappy Pinto, and I'm thinking I want to buy a Prius. I have no idea how much Priuses cost. I'm going to guess. Anyone? Is this anywhere in the ballpark, you think? Close enough. All right. City mileage, I think it's somewhere in the upper 40s. And I'll compare it to my Pinto. Now, I don't know. Maybe Pinto values have appreciated because, you know, they're old cars. But I don't know. I'll be really generous, and we'll say it was worth $1,000. All right. You're probably right. Let's make it $200. Back in the early 70s, we had a lot of gas at that point, so mileage wasn't a concern, right? So let's get the results. You can see, not taking into account time value of money, I'd break even with that Prius after 5 years and save $24,000 after 10 years. But it wouldn't be a Pinto. Oh, all right. So I think what I've illustrated here is that what I think the primary usage of this is really a really easy way to create models. You use the programmable objects calculation engines, if you will. You just manipulate very easily using JavaScript. And it used to be Excel, I thought, was great at charting. And are there Excel guys here? I'll get in trouble. And it's still not too bad on the client, but with some of the charting on the web today, right, that's really interactive and stuff, maybe it's not what it used to be. But that said, to have Excel create and render these charts for you, like without having to do anything, that I think is a pretty handy tool. So hopefully what I've illustrated, get back to my PowerPoint, there it is. If I've done my job today, Excel's moved beyond the desktop. You can use it easily without making big investments for, you know, great for smaller businesses and for consumer or personal use using SkyDrive and the Excel web app. I really like the power of Excel services, and the fact that I can do that now in SkyDrive is sweet to me. So I am anxious to see that continue. It's super easy to embed these on web pages, right? Do it all from SkyDrive, copy and paste into your web page for the iframe method. For the JavaScript object model, it can be as easy as copy and paste, but to really get the power out of it, you're going to write a few lines of code. But that said, the object model is really approachable, right? It's not a big investment to learn that. So with that said, was there anything I wasn't clear on or that there's questions on? Yes. Yes. More than one person can be in the spreadsheet at the same time. Yep. Both. Excuse me? Okay, when there's more than one person on that spreadsheet. Now, I better clarify. So there's one scenario where it'd be, is there more than one person coming at it from your web page? We're using the JavaScript object model. And in that scenario, they're each using their own session, so to speak, but there can be more than one person. Now, if it's the Excel web app and you shared it on SkyDrive, then they can do the collaboration and actually persist those changes to SkyDrive. So kind of two different scenarios. Yeah, you get a little bit of a clue. Let me change back here. In SkyDrive, and this is hard to see, but down at the very bottom in the lower right-hand corner, it says one person editing. So you can tell who's, you know, there's multiple people and who they are. Yep. Any other questions? Make sense? Yes. Yep. And after a while, you'll be able to tell which ones will and which ones won't. Well, it's the thing right now, if I'm up to date, because this does, it's changed quick. Data validation is a problem. Comments are a problem. Shapes, you can load up there in images, but it won't display the shapes in the images. So FYI on that. But it'll still load. Like a lot of these things, it used to be that if there was shapes, for example, it's just, you know, all bets off, it won't work. But now a lot of things degrade kind of gracefully so that you can still reuse a lot of these Excel workbooks rather than, you know, starting from total scratch. I believe somewhere I thought I've seen it on MSDN where there was a page where it listed a lot of the things that are currently supported or not supported or degrade gracefully and things of that nature. But I don't remember that off the top of my head. Any other questions? All right. I got some questions then for you. What do you guys think about this? Is it a useful tool or not? Like if you had members of this team up on stage right now and you could give them feedback on Excel services, SkyDrive, just what would you tell them? Right. Yeah. I think for an enterprise perspective, you know, that if you don't have it SharePoint internally, I think Office 365 is the way to go. I think one scenario where right now where I've seen enterprises use this is it's really sharing across across boundaries. But again, the biggest thing is the sensitivity of that and, you know, managing it from an enterprise perspective. So right on. Yes. Question is, I have Office 365, and I'm sorry I didn't repeat all the questions here. I could do exactly the same thing if you had the right subscription level in Office 365. I think the Office web apps start at, you need to get into the E1 subscriptions. Once you get to the E1 in the Office web apps, actually it might be E2, you're going to have to, Office 365 booth. Actually, I'll be down there tomorrow, 12:30 to 3:30, and we can double check if it's, I think, E2. But in any event, you can do a lot of this. The one thing that's a little bit different is when you load the when you make the call to load the Excel web, the EWA control on the page, you do it a little different in SharePoint than you do on the SkyDrive. There's one method that's different. If you go the SkyDrive method, it creates that for you. If you go the SharePoint method, you gotta do it yourself. You can't do Office 365 with SkyDrive. How so? So you could still use them, but you can't really have them like talk to each other. Although in theory, if you had a workbook on SkyDrive and you were sharing it publicly, anything can consume that. Yeah, you could reuse this stuff from within your Office 365 SharePoint site. All right. Well, happy hour starts a little bit early for you guys tonight. I think we've got 22 minutes in theory, so I hope you guys got something out of this. Question? The best one is, I'm sorry, thank you for asking that. Is there a good resource? Actually, I don't even think I put that on here because I had to put some other things on there. ExcelMashup.com is what I would say. I'd go there. They've got an interactive SDK that they can link off to. You can see examples of how it works. So it's easy to remember, ExcelMashup.com. It's a Microsoft site, too. It's not just me and my own making it up. Yeah. Shouldn't be. Right. And there's that, is there the little drop-down kind of carrot up in the top right? Okay. Which device is that? Okay. Yeah, I've seen a matrix somewhere of the different things that, you know, do and don't work, but yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everyone.